My name is Alan Dunlop. I'm the founding director of FAME Mission, which was started 20 years ago, pioneered by myself and my wife. One doesn't spend 20 years in the field without coming into contact with some very strange events and happenings. And of course, being in Africa, that's multiplied. I've had some interesting experiences. One Friday night when the workers had gone home, and when the nurse at that time went home at the weekends, I was left. I was sitting outside, I remember it very clearly, sitting outside in the dark. It was around 8 o'clock, viewing the stars, as I did most nights. And the watchman came. He said, "Bwana, there's a woman needs your assistance in childbirth." I said, "Listen, the staff have gone home. What can I do?" He says, "Bwana, she's fallen down in the road." Now, when he said those words, of course, I couldn't just turn my back. I got the Land Rover, started the old Land. It was left on a hill that it could run because it wasn't starting very well. But thankfully it started. I headed down the road. And very soon I came to a little huddle of people that I knew was the group coming to the clinic. So I drove up to the group, jumped out, and in the middle of a little huddle of half a dozen women, the lady who was in labour. And so I picked her up, took her round to the passenger door of the truck, put her into the truck, come round, got into my driver's seat, got the other ladies on board, and came to the village. I was formulating a plan in my mind while all this was going on. I couldn't bring her to the clinic. I'm not medically trained. And one in Kenya can render assistance as a good Samaritan. But to bring someone to a clinic when there's no medical personnel there, it wasn't on. So I thought to myself, I take her to the village, some of the women will help out. I drove into the village, parked under a tree, some of the women were sitting around, and this what happened now, what I'm going to relate to you, happened as quickly as I'm telling you. I got out of my side, I went round to the lady's side, opened the door, and lifted her out in my arms and set her behind me. I then turned and reached into my truck for my torch, because there's no street lighting, there's nothing there. When I turned back again, the lady was gone. And I knew she couldn't have just disappeared. So I started to look for her, and lo and behold, she was lying at my feet on her hands and knees, and the stork had already come. The baby was lying in the sand beside her, just as quickly as that. So we picked her up, got the baby picked up, washed the sand off its body, got a little piece of thread and a razor blade, did the job that was necessary for a newborn, wrapped the child up, put the woman back in my truck, and delivered her back home again. So I was back in my seat in the clinic in less than an hour. And I thought it was a good night's work, and I was happy that I was able to help the woman. Very interesting story, I tell it often, and it just goes to show you how it happens.